Good afternoon, everyone. Day 17, bringing redemption. In this chapter, we discussed one of the most difficult parts of the Torah, which is called the Tochacha, the rebuke where God reminds us of the consequences of our actions. But there are two Tochachas in the Torah I mentioned. One that has a silver lining verse in it, that God is going to remember the covenant and restore us back to Israel, and gives us a little more of a positive kind of line in there to keep hope. But the other tochacha, the other rebuke in Deuteronomy, does not have such a silver lining verse. And Rav Kook answered, well, actually Nachmanides explained that these two rebukes refer to the two different exiles that the Jewish people experienced. The first exile we know at the hands of the Babylonians, which was destroyed in 586 BCE, the first temple. And that exile only lasted 70 years. And after those 70 years passed, God helped redeem the Jewish people, bringing our ancestors back to Israel. And that's the silver lining verse. But the second rebuke, the tochacha that exists in the Torah, this Nachmanides says took place at the hands of the Romans and was destined to be much longer, which is why there are no words of comfort. Because when it comes to the second and longer exile, the exile that we are still living within, right, we will have to take an active part. God will redeem us from the first exile, but the second exile, we're only going to get out of this one by ourselves working together with Hashem. And I quoted Rav Kook, the first chief rabbi of Israel, who explained that's why at the Seder, we open up the door for Elijah the prophet. What, Eliyahu HaNavi somehow could figure out how to stay alive all these years, but he can't figure out how to get into our homes? No, because the next Geula, which Elijah the prophet represents, the next redemption, says Rav Kook, will only come when the Jewish people get up and take action. And that's why Rav Kook actually himself was a great model for this, because he lived pre the state of Israel, but worked very, very hard to support the Chalutzim, the early Zionist pioneers who came to Israel to build the land. And it's amazing, actually, because there are stories of Rav Kook who would go on to these kibbutzes, and these kibbutzes were not necessarily always that religious. The environment and many of the individuals who were working the land and clearing, Palestine before it was Israel of malaria-filled swamps. And Rav Kook would find these chalutzim, and he would hug them, and he would tell them, "You are bringing the Mashiach." They thought maybe he was crazy, this bearded rabbi, you know, with a hat, who comes onto the kibbutz and hugs these chalutzim. He says, "You don't even realize how holy the work you're doing is." And in fact, that was his interpretation. The Gemara tells us, in the passage in the Talmud, that one of the six things that God is going to ask us all after 120, it's going to ask us whether or not we were honest in our business dealings, whether we were koveh yitzim l'Torah, we set aside time to study Torah. You all get a big check for tuning in on this and doing the 40-day chat. And another question God is going to ask us is tzipisa lehoshua. Did you anticipate redemption? Did you yearn to bring the world to a higher level of spiritual enlightenment? And Rav Kook interpreted tzipita liyoshua, that phrase from the Talmud. Did you anticipate, did you yearn for the coming of the Mashiach? Not simply did you hope for it, did you pray for it, but what did you do in your life to actually bring the Mashiach? And that's a very important question to ask ourselves during this 40-day challenge. It's day 17. What are we doing in our own personal lives to bring the world closer to the final redemption? A place and a time where God will reveal himself in a much more obvious manner, because we have done something to change the world for the better. We have done something to reveal God in the physical world. Every mitzvah we keep, our sages teach us, brings the world closer to the messianic redemption. Every ill person in a hospital we visit, every cent of charity that we donate, every passage of Torah that we study, whatever chesed, kindness to other people, whatever we do in our relationship with Hashem, the tefillin we wear, the davening we go through every day, all of the mitzvot, the 613, the things we stay away from, the things that we do, are all designed to advance the world, to bring the world closer to that special day when God will reveal himself and God will remove us from this exile, because we did what we were supposed to do. And that's my blessing to all of us, to spend this time now asking ourselves, not only what are we doing to help ourselves spiritually, to connect ourselves spiritually to Hashem and to our fellow human being. But what are we doing to make the world a better place? The two go hand in hand, because what we do to make ourselves better ultimately makes the world better. And we should think in terms of not only ourselves during this time, but all of humanity. Have a great day.